Good morning. Clouds and showers are moving into interior New York and New England early this morning, so some wet weather to start the day, especially north of I-90. Other locations, just a few spotty showers as a trough of low pressure pivots through the region. It's not a particularly strong disturbance, and it's fast moving, so the showers will go by the boards rather quickly, and we'll have a return to some sunshine as we get deeper into the morning, and especially this afternoon. With a starting point mainly in the 40s, temperatures will easily get up to the 50-degree mark in most places, and even some lower to mid-50s, especially in the Hudson Valley and southern New England. Skies will stay mostly cloudy tonight, and another relatively mild night, upper 30s and lower 40s on average. And we'll have a decent day tomorrow with high pressure and control keeping it dry, and with a mix of sun and clouds even a touch milder, with highs averaging in the lower to middle 50s. Over the weekend, a storm system will track through the Great Lakes and to our north. This could push a few clouds through from time to time on Saturday. We'll have some sunshine come through as well, with highs again in the lower to mid-50s. A stronger storm will develop in the middle of the country on Sunday. This will pull even milder air our way during the second half of the weekend. We'll have a fair amount of clouds, still mixed with some sunshine, but with an increasing southerly wind, temperatures will surge towards 60. Showers will be around on Sunday night, but a better chance at a steadier and perhaps heavier rain during the day on Monday as that storm pivots through the area. High temperatures out ahead of this system will still be well up into the 50s to around 60. Behind this system, not too terribly cool, with a mix of sun and clouds back into the lower 50s for Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy rain will move into Northern California as the onslaught of storms moves across the West Coast. Flood watches and warnings remain in effect from Northern California into Oregon and Washington, where runoff from excessive rainfall will cause significant rises on area streams, creeks, and rivers. Mudslides and debris flows are also possible, especially near recently burned areas. And heavy snow and strong winds over the mountain passes of the Sierra will spread into the Great Basin and Northern Rockies into the weekend. Winter storm warnings are out for the Sierras, where as much as 2 to 3 feet of snow may accumulate across the highest terrain and 1 to 2 feet at pass level. Winter weather advisories have been issued for the Intermountain West, and high wind warnings and advisories are out with the possibility of wind gusts of up to 75 miles per hour. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport in the Bahamas at 9 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Windhoek, Namibia at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 27 degrees with a south-southwest wind at 32 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 45 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 48 degrees, the dew point 43, 83% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.93 inches and beginning to rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Fort Myers, Florida, to a low of 11 at Gothic and Monte Vista, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sun in the mid-50s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 48 degrees, the low 23. The average temperature, 36, that's 5 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0.61 of an inch for the month. That's 0.34 of an inch below average, and 35.59 inches for the year, which is 1.78 inches of precipitation below average. There were 29 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 245 now for the month, which is 48 below average, and 1,328 for the season, which is 369 heating degree days below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low, 23. The record high 64 set in 1966, and the record low 4 below zero in 1902. Sunrise this morning at 7:14 a.m., sunset this evening at 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Early morning showers, then some breaks of sunshine today with highs around 50. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, clouds and a passing shower this morning, then a mix of sun and clouds later today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clouds this morning, then a mix of sun and clouds later today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog, lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds and a passing shower this morning, then a mix of sun and clouds later today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Showers this morning, then a mix of sun and clouds later today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-50s. Lower to mid-50s with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday. Partly sunny, breezy, and warm on Sunday near 60. Mostly cloudy with rain likely on Monday, also breezy in the upper 50s, and a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 50s on Tuesday and Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.